Last week we started the discussion of the Machlokes Rashi and Tesis and Avdeis and Avdeis regarding the Mokar, the source and the Chumash of the Din of Eirech and Nebisur. Rashi here doesn't finish the whole story. Rashi in the first Perek and Chulin adds on a little more, that the Mokar is the Pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra that says in connection with Korbanos, V'shochat has ben Abrokar l'fnei Hashem. And the Mashmos is that whoever is shechting, obviously a Yid, Mishkan Goy, the person who's shechting the korban and the azara shechts on his own, and he doesn't have to have people supervising. He doesn't have to have two witnesses watching him. He doesn't even have to have Eid Echad watching him. He alone is the Eid Echad. He's a frum yid, he's an erech yid, a hot Eid Echad em and bisturim, and he's bagloit, he's believed to tell the other kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, to tell the bala korban that he shechted the korban properly. So Rashi adds on over here, basically the same pasuk. Rashi by Yasarite Shaharei Hemina Hatura Kolechot V'yechud Nisod Desam Rashi on base on the base about the fifth wide line in the Rashi's. Shaharei Hemina Torah, the Torah trusts Kolechot V'yechud Nisod any Jew. Allah Farashas Truma V'alashchita V'alnikar Hagid V'hachelav. Farashas Truma means in Eretz Yisrael anything that grows is tevel, and you're not permitted to eat it until you take out Trumas and Maisis. If a person is marfish, the Trumas and Maisis, he doesn't have to have people watching him. He's believed to tell me that he was marfish. Allah Shechita means to shech the behemoth. You're not allowed to eat flesh unless you shech the behemoth properly. Valnikar Hagid V'Achelav means when after you shech the behemoth, you have to remove those parts, you have to trade with the flesh. You have to remove those parts of the flesh that are chelev, and those parts of the animal that are Gidan Osher. The Gidan Osher is also. So Tesvis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos says that the source of the din of Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim is a different pasuk, and Tosfos refers you to the Gemara Ksuvas Daf Ayin Beis, where the Gemara comments on the pasuk by Zova, a Zova, something like a Nida, approximately. It's not exactly the same, there are differences, but as far as we're concerned, like a Nida. So it says in the Chumash, V'sofer lo shivas yamim v'yachat titor. The Zova has to count shivinikim, and then she goes and she's tevel in the mikveh. So the Gemara darshins on the word the Sofra law, the word law means liatzma, that she counts shivinikiyim, she makes a rombedikis, and she tells the husband that she's able to go to mikveh, and then she's believed to say that she's counted shivinikiyim, and then she went to the mikveh. That's the source for the din Eid Echad Nemisim. But what Rashi said, Tosfos claims that Rashi said cannot be correct. Rashi said that it's based on the fact Hatera Hamino Kol Echad V'Yechad Misrael Ala Frashas Truma. So Tosfos Tainus against Rashi, that's not correct. Why? So they quote a Gemara in Yevomis on Daf Peches. Tosfos Diba Maschal Eirechad Nem Visur on Daf Beis and Beis. So they refer you to a Gemara. It's the first Daf in Perek Reisha Rabba in Yevomis Daf Peches. But the Gemara has a Shaila. What's the din Eirechad Nem Visurim? Fine, yes. What's the din of Eirechad in a case of Visurim when it's Keneged Ches Kasisa? What does that mean, Keneged Ches Kasisa? So the Gemara gives the following example. A man has Maiser Sheni. A man has, let's say like this. A farmer has Tvur. He has 100 bushels of Tvur. Then his Mafresh 2 bushels, his Mafresh is Tumar Gdol, and he gives it away to the Kohen. Then his Mafresh 10 bushels is Maiser Ish, and he gives it away to the Levi. Then it's a Maiser Sheni year. And you have the Shemitah cycle. So the first 2 years, Yemafresh Maiser Sheni, in the third year Yemafresh Maiser Rani, and the fourth year and the fifth year Maiser Sheni, and the sixth year is Maiser Rani, and the seventh year is nothing, Shemitah is nothing. So what do you do with the Maiser Sheni? So you don't give it away, you take it, you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it, B'gdusha V'Tahara. If it's too much of a tircha to schlep it to Yerushalayim, Kircha Kvim Chamot and Kilo Sichol Sei Siki V'Rechach Hashem Alakech, because you have so much tvuah, it'll be so expensive to transport it to Yerushalayim in order to eat it there. So the Torah gives you a break, but Tzarta Kesef Biyadecha, you can be paid at the Maaser Sheni, onto money, and then take the money to Yerushalayim, and then you buy even a Tzarta Kesef Babokar Batsana Bayayin Bashechar. You can buy food in Yerushalayim and eat that food, Bigdushas Maaser Sheni, Bigdusha V'Tahara, Bigdushas Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So let's say a man has a container that says Maaser Sheni, and he fills it up, he has it full of Maaser Sheni. Then the man dies, and after he dies, the children see, it says Ma'aseh Sheni. So obviously they have to bring it to Yerushalayim, or they have to be paid it onto money. So comes a neighbor and he says, I was there before your father died, a week before he died. He was paid it to Ma'aseh Sheni, and someone was going to Yerushalayim, and he gave him the money, and he told him it's Ma'aseh Sheni money. And the other fellow took it to Yerushalayim to eat, to buy food with the money. And what's in the can that says Ma'aseh Sheni is not Ma'aseh Sheni, it was already Nivda. So you're permitted to eat it chutz li Yerushalayim. So the Gemara has an Ibaya Delev Shita. The Gemara has a Sofek, and it's like by a Sofek. We don't know what the din is. Do you apply it? Echad Nenim Bisurim when it's Keneged Ches Kasisa. We know that this is Ma'aseh Sheni now. And we have a Sofek, but it's really Nivda or not. So this Eid Echad comes along and he says that the father was paid it before he died. So the Gemara blipped that Sofek, and in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, Begol the Chumr. Why does the Ramah, why doesn't the Mechaber say Begol the Chumr? Because there's a Machlekes how to read the Gemara. The Taisvis, on Ardav, and in Yevomis, and in all the Masichtis, and the Rosh has a long Arichas, and Gitnan, and Kiddushin, and goes through the long Arichas. The Rosh is the last of the Bali HaTaisvis. So all the Bali HaTaisvis learned that that's what the Gemara was Masichtik about, whether Eid Echad is Nemun, the Yisurim, when it's Eid Echad, can I get Ches Kasisa, when there's a Hakosha. I know that the barrel of food is one time for sure was Ches Kas Ma'aseh Sheni, that's been established already, that all the people in the house know, because it's in the Ma'aseh Sheni container. Obviously, if he put it in there, he's saying that it was Ma'aseh Sheni. Now we're Mesupik, whether it was Nivka. What if the, so Taisus learns that that's the Gemara Zibayit Leif Shita, if you don't know what the din is, you have to go Luchum, Sveka the Raisa Luchum. The Ramban, and obviously all the Chachmi Svora did not learn the Gemara like that. The Ramban explains how they understood the Gemara. The Gemara knew what the din was. The din is Eid Echad is Nemun Bisurim. And the din is Eid Echad is Nemun Bisurim, even Keneged Ches Kasisa. There's no doubt about it. The Gemara was just had an Ibaya, a Shaila, where is Vu Shteitazor? Where is the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, there ain't no Pasuk. You're not going to find the Pasuk. Then the Gemara says, is there a Mishnah? Is there a Braisa? So the Gemara zuchten all over, and they can't find a Mishnah or a Braisa to demonstrate conclusively that this is the din, but they knew that that was the din anyway. So it's not that the Gemara had a sfeika the din or what is the din, they were just looking for, where is the Mara Mokum that that's the din? We don't know where the Mokum is that that's the din, but we know that that is the din. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerudeya, it should really be, if I would have written Shulchan Aruch, I would have put it at the beginning of the first Chelek Yerudeya. And you have a little bit in Simon Aleph, when it says the very beginning of Yerudeya, the very beginning of the first Chelek Yerudeya, talks about how Yishech the Behemah. So it says, there, Echad Nemem Yisurim, the Shechet is believed to say that Yishech did properly. And you have a little bit of a discussion of Echad Nemem Yisurim. But the big discussion of Echad Nemem Yisurim is of all places in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerudeya, when the Shulchan Aruch has all the dinim of Avodah Zarah, and then it talks about Yai Nesach, and then it talks about Stam Yenam, and then the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the dinim of Eid Echad Nemem Yisurim there, in Hilchas Stam Yenam, because the Gemara has the discussion. What's the din? If I have a bottle of kosher wine, and Eid Echad comes and he testifies, and he tells me, Nisnasach Yen Echad, a goy came in and he handled your wine and he asked it. Do I have to believe this Eid Echad or not? Because it's also, it's Eid Echad Keneged Ches Kaseta. The wine was the Ches Kaseta. The Eid Echad is coming to make the wine usher. He's telling me that Nisnasach Yen Echad, so is the Eid Echad believed or not? So the Gemara has a little bit of a discussion about this. And the discussion is both in Gittin and in Kiddushin. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it the way it appeared in the Gemara. Instead of the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Hilchas Tam Yenam. A lot of people never get to Chelek Sheni Yerudeya. Who learns Hilchas? You don't have any shaykhs with treifa wine. You don't have any shaykhs with Avodah Zarah. Whoever looks over there. So if you don't look over there, so you'll never learn the Dinam of Eid Echad Nemem Yisurim. I mean, they'll give you cross references. You learn at the beginning of Yerudeya Simen Aleph, so they'll tell you to look over there. But if you don't always look up, all the Maamar comes, you won't realize that that's where the Shulchan Aruch has the main discussion. So in that Simen, in the beginning of I think it's in the Kuf Chav Zayin, in the beginning of the second Chelek Yerudeya, so there's a machloek of the Mechaber and the Ramah, halacha l'maisa, what's the din of Eid Echad keneged achazoka, keneged Ches Kasisa? So the Mechaber presents the shita of the Chachmi Svarat, the Rambam and the Rif and the Ramban and all the Chachmi Svarat, that Eid Echad keneged Ches Kasisa is bagloid. There never was a suffix about it, the Gemara was never in doubt. The only Shaila, the Gemara had not a suffix in din. Shaila, the Gemara had, where does it say so in Mishnah? I said, it came out, we can't find where it says black and white. But we know that the din is so anyway. And the Ramah writes for Ashkenazim that we don't paskin like that. We learn the Ashkenazim understand the Gemara like the Taisus and the Rosh. That the Gemara had a real bona fide sveiki the din of what's the halacha of Eid Echad keneged Ches Kasisa and Hayoyis that it's in Bai the Leib Shita. What the din is, so we say you go to Chumah, sveiki the rice of the Chumah, and Eid Echad is not believed. So the Gemara there asks like this. That's a shaila, what the din is. The Erechot comes and he tells me that the man was paid to the Maisa Sheni a week before he died. So that's a shaila v'Erechot keneged cheskas sisam. What if the man is still alive and he tells himself that he was paid to the Maisa Sheni? So it's also going to be a shaila v'Erechot keneged cheskas
sisam.
So Taisus explains, let's say a woman goes to mikveh. A woman goes to mikveh.
So the woman
is becheskas nida. We know for the last couple of days that the woman was in nida for a whole week. Over a week, she's in nida. And then she goes out for an hour. She comes back and says she was tefillin in the mikveh. So how can you believe her? That's an ibai the life shita. So Taisus quotes the Gemara, asks that. How can that be that? That's a suffix. We know all the time edechot keneged cheskas isa is baglot. So the Gemara says, no, that's different. If I own the Maisa Sheni, I'm the Bailin, and I have the ability to be paid at the Maisa Sheni, so it's biyodi. So the Gemara says that's a different story. Eidechot keneged cheskas iser is a sfeikah d'dina. But that's only when it's an outsider. The farmer died, and the children see there's a barrel that says Maisa Sheni, and they think that it's all Maisa Sheni. The next door neighbor comes in, and he says, I know for a fact that your father was paid at the Maisa Sheni a week before he died. The next door neighbor does not have the ability to be paid in my Maisa Sheni. Nobody can be paid in my Maisa Sheni without my authorization.
Why should he say?
So you say he should have nemanis, but he's only eid echad. He's an honest. He looks honest. Yeah, but that's the shayla. Eid echad never be surim. Maybe it only goes so far, not further. If he would have a negiah, for sure we wouldn't believe. But he has no negiah. So that's the shayla anymore. Whether eid echad is believed, keneged cheskas iser. The Gemara says again. If the farmer himself says, I was paid at the Maisa Sheni, so that's biyodai. So biyodai, that's a different emanus. Biyodai is a different emanus. But the woman says, I went to the mikveh. We know the woman has been anidah for the last week. And the woman goes away and she comes back home. She says she just went to the mikveh. So she's believed because biyodai. So that's a separate halacha. When a person has control over a situation, so biyodai has a different parsha of emanus. So that's what Taisus Tainus against Rashi. Rashi gave three examples. And all three are no good. Rashi says, how do you know it? Echad emin b'yisurim. A pasuk says in Chumash, v'shachat az ben ha-boker. If that pasuk we see, ha-tere hemina kol echad mi-yisrael, kol echad ach nisol, al ha-shchito, v'al ha-frash ha-strume, v'al nikra ha-gib ha-chelev. So Taisus says, all three are cases of eid echad keneged ha-chazaka, which halacha l'maisa is not bagloib. And it's a yetzim and a klad that we do believe because it's biyodai. Biyodai is a different emonis. Biyodai is in Gansin a different din of emonis. V'har raya, Rav Soloveitchik gives the mention of it. V'har raya, the din of biyodai that he's believed because he has control over the situation, that din even works by Dovish Abiyerva, where normally you should require two aidim, the mashal. The Gemara says, a man says, gerashti esishti. A man says, I just divorced my wife. And the wife doesn't have a get to prove that she's divorced. So the Gemara says, "Habal shama gerashte eslishti sagamon bar basra." Habal shama gerashte eslishti nemon. Why? Because biyodai lagarsha, he can sit down right now, and write a get, and give it a get right now. So because he has control over the situation, the Sheshmaitze quotes from the Rosh this way: because a person has biyodai, has control over the situation, we consider him the bailin over this issue. He's the bailin because he has control over biyodai lagarsha. So therefore he's baglot. So a separate demonis of biyodai. It's not based on eidechot nem and biyisurim. It's not isurim. It's dovish biyarva to say whether the woman is still married or nizgarsha. To say nizgarsha that the woman is no longer married, that she's permitted to be married, that's a dovish biyarva. So eidechot nem and biyisurim does not apply. So biyodai lagarsha is an unemonis. All the mashal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daflam and Amar Aleph, the Gemara quotes a tosefta. Let's say a man dies, and the next door neighbor comes to the children in the middle of Shiva and he tells them, your father hid a fortune, or your father hid $1 million under the tree. If you dig deep under the tree, you'll find $1 million in a container. You should know that it belongs to Yankel from down the block. So they dig the money, they dig out the money, and they find it. And without him, they would have never known in 1 million years that the money is there. So the Gemara says that they give him a big yashikach and they say, thank you very much. And they don't have to give the money away to the other person, because eid echad is not believed in Dina Maminis. It's their money. They found it in the backyard. Without him, they would have never found it. He was very helpful, and they're appreciative. But they don't have to believe him, because eid echad is not believed in Dina Maminis. But what happens if he says, he comes and he tells him in the middle of Shiva, I saw the way your father once went to the park, and he dug under the tree in a park. Anybody can go to the park. He can go himself, the next door neighbor. But he's lazy. He says, I remember the way your father dug a hole deep, deep under a certain tree, under a certain bench, and he put in $1 million, and he told me at the time that this $1 million belongs to Yankel down the block. And then the Yorshim go and they dig up the money to find $1 million, and then the Gemara says they have to give it away to Yankel. Why? I told me at Echod. And did he is? So the Gemara said, no, Biyodoi. The next time he can go, it's in a public place. He could have gone to the park himself and dug it up. He's lazy, he doesn't want to do it. But theoretically, it's Biyodoi. If he says the money is buried under your tree in your backyard, and I have no access to it, they have a fence around, I have no access, I can't get there. So it's not Biyodoi. But whenever it is Biyodoi, so the Gemara says Biyodoi is believed, even in Dina Mominis, when Mikra then you need to aid him, even in Dovah Shabiyarva, the husband says, Gerashti Asishti. So the others, but let's say, see, the others in Uparsha of Namonis. It's a separate din. Like the Sheshmaitzer quotes in the name of the Rosh, the others in Namonis, but Torah's Bailim. He's considered the Bailim over this situation. So how can Rashi prove? From the fact that Atarah, Minu Kalechot, the Yechami Israel, Allah Shchito, Allah Froshas, Trumas, and Maises, Valnikra, Gid Vachele, Vered Echot, Nemon, Bisurin. No, all three cases are Eid Echot, Keneged, Achazoko, which is an Ibayid Aloyb Sheet, and we paskin not Bagloyb, Teir Echad is not Bagloyb. And the only reason why he is believed to say, Shachatati Kahoygen, I did Shech properly, or to say, I was Marfesh to Trumas Maizes properly, the only reason why he's believed is because of Biyodoi. So that's a different amonis of Biyodoi. Biyodoi is good even in Dovah Shabiyarv, even in Mominus. How can Rashi prove in this Pasi that Eid Echad Nemen
Biyisurim? It was Biyodoi when he shechted the ox.
It was Biyodoi, right. That's what Tosis points out. Even though it's no longer Biyodoi, it's still considered. Now it's a piece of flesh.
Why do we believe the woman when she goes back to Mikvah? Because it's Biyodoi?
Yeah, she could go right now.
She can go right now to the Mikvah. And she says she went to...
So how does that help? So what does that make?
So you see that that's a special nemunah, that a person is believed, and the Echad is believed to testify on a case if the person has control over the case. If you could bring about the result that you claim has already been brought about, I say that this money belongs to plenty. I say my wife is no longer married to me. I say that this. I say I'm not in need anymore. I say that that the food is maybe from chutz v'shalayim. The Ma'aseh was nifter. So even if alpi halacha I should not be believed because of some reason or another, but if it's biyodi, I have control over it. I could bring about that result. Even if it weren't so, I had the ability to bring about that result that it should become so. I could deploy to the Ma'aseh Sheni. Then biyodi is a special nemunah.
Would a piece of paper be a chut? Let's say if the father would have left a note that I was poisoned, did something.
Yeah.
So paper is over. The piece of paper it constitutes like Eid Echad.
Yeah, that's Eid Echad. We have a din. I understand. No, we have a din like this. There's a din in Eidus. Whenever you need two kosher Eidim, so then it has to be Mishihem Elohim Piksovim. If they send a letter to Bezin, it's not acceptable. But in Eid Echad, that would be assumed that doesn't matter. That doesn't apply. If I leave a note, let's say someone's visiting my home for Shabbos, I'll leave a note that this is fleishig and this is milchig and this is kosher and this is treif and this is paravit, whatever. So whatever I write in the note, is Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. There's no problem of nipi of Elohim Piksov.
What about the case of Yain Moshe? From what country you look at the Yodah?
The case of Yain Moshe, that's not the Yodah. Should be Yain Anemon. Well, that's an Ibaid Aleib Shita. Whether Eid Echad can Eged HaHazaka is Nemon or not. So in the Chumri, you say he's not Nemon LaHokel. But he should be Nemon LaHachmir. If it's a Sofik in Din, so the Eid Echad cannot be Bagloib LaHokel to rely on him to say that it was Nivde, that Ma'aseh Sheni was Nivde. But LaHachmir, he should be believed. Because one side of the Sofik possibly is that the Eid Echad is believed can Eged HaHazaka.
And
Ach Enami, even though he's an Eged B'Dovor, so on the one hand it should be a Chisoren. On the other hand, we say that since he has full control over it, so it's a separate parsha of Nemonis.
If I get, then when he says I was Megaris, he could say he should be believed because if he really wants to be Megaris, he could be Megaris now. So there we don't have to worry about it if he's lying or not, because he has a Breira. By a man is different, because if he meant to, then he could do it right now.
The question is, comes up.
The same thing about the money. If he wants to, he can go dig out the money from the park and give it to the person down the block. He's lazy, he doesn't want to, but he has control right now. Right? So that's what Tesis is claiming, that whenever it's biyodah, whenever the person has control over the situation, so the Gemara says in Yivam Stav Feches, that that's a separate parsha of Nemanah, so a separate din. So that's the taina against Rashi. How can Rashi...
Rashi gets a clean shot to the fire of the Gemara.
Yeah.
If they do the Gemara, the Gemara can read no cause of the Gemara. That's the next... Rashi himself in the next line says, how far it's cause of the Gemara, how can it be great to see? The Gemara speak a lot, I mean, the Hassan Yadol is happening. Rashi understands that there's an exception by the Yadol. This is just the first level in the Gemara. The Gemara is first asking,
I mean, Rashi only meant it as a habamim.
Yeah, Rashi.
And this Rashi, I don't know, it could be, but the Rashi in Chulin is more explicit. Rashi there doesn't have it in the middle of a shakla time. The first paragraph in Chulin, and Daf Yud. Rashi writes that is the mocker. The mocker for Eidech Nemisim is the pasuk v'shachat as ben abokar. What does it say? Chulin Daf Yud amin beis. The Rashi there writes v'shachat as ben abokar. Hatera hamina kolecha deach misol ala shchita. That's the mocker. So Taisis Taina here against that Rashi, against this Rashi is, how can that pasuk be the mocker for the institution of Enechad and Bisurim? There, that case happens to be an exception to the rule. That's not the normal case. That's kineged cheskasis, because behema b'chayea is b'cheskasis or emedes. All animals are b'cheskasis until you do the shechita. And the reason, so really, Erechot should not be believed. And the only reason why the Erechot is believed is because it happens to be biyadoi. The fellow has the ability, he has control over it, he can shecht it. So biyodah is a different parasha of nemanis. Boharai biyodah works even in dinim amanis and even in dovish abiyervo. So biyodah is a different nemanis. It's a universal parasha of nemanis. Has not. You can't say that biyodah is the mocker of the din of Erech and Emri. Soon biyodah is a different din. Oh. So Tesis writes, as long as it was once biyodah. That's what Tesis writes by us. Even though it's no longer biyodah, as long as it was once biyodah. So Shchita, you take a look in the Tesis Dibra Maschol Erechad Nefri Surim, right after the Yuvamis Peches parentheses. Right after that, Shchita, Afagav the Hashta, Ein biyodah Lesakna, even though it's no longer biyodah. It's no longer biyodah. Abba Meikor, Hoya biyodah Lishchit. It was biyodah. That's what Tesis writes, as long as it was once biyodah. So Bemis Dachrenim pick up on this. And they point out that Rashi disagrees with Tosfos, because there's a Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, the Gemara has that din of a Baal Shama Gerash Deyasishti Neman, because Biyodah Lagash, if the husband says I just divorced my wife, he's believed because he has control over the situation. So what if the husband says Gerash Deyasishti last month, I gave my wife a get last month, is he believed Milam Afreya, he's believed retroactively as of last month that they were divorced? Let's say if the woman was caught biznus in the last month, so is the Baal Neman to say Gerash Deyasishti last month? So the Gemara says, of course not. The Gemara just has a suffix. Is he even believed Mikana Lahabo? Maybe you say Palgina Diburo. So Mikana Lahabo, he's believed. Maybe we split what he said. He said Gerash Deyasishti last month. So Milam Afreya to believe him as of the whole past month is Zichanat. Because that's not the other. He has no way today. He can't do anything today that can undo the marriage retroactively. He can't do such a stunt. We don't have such the ability to do that. So the shad is, but he has biyodah lagarsha now. So should I say that he's believed when he says girash deshishti last month? He's believed mikan lahabo pagina diburu. We split what he said. Half of it that can be accepted, we do accept. Half that cannot be accepted, we do not accept. Or should I say no? There's not even pagina diburu. You don't believe anything that the Baal said. So you see from that Gemara Beferish that biyodah lemafreya is not believed. The fact that it was biyodah a month ago doesn't help. He's only believed if it's biyodah now. So manish panatak, how come over here by shchita? My wife gives me a piece of flesh tonight for dinner. She gave me flesh for dinner, and she tells me it's kosher. How does she know? Because the butcher told her it's kosher. How does the butcher know? Because the delivery man said it's kosher. How does he know? Because the other man said. Aid me pi, goes all the way back to the sheikhet, 20 steps away. The sheikh, how does the sheikh believe? He knows, but it's keneged cheskasisa. So the answer is biyodah. Biyodah is baglot. But now my wife is telling me that it was biyodah. Maybe it was biyodah last week when he shechted the heimer a month ago. Whenever it's geshochen, I don't know. But now it's no longer biyodah. So what kind of a biyodah is it? It's no longer biyodah. Why do we distinguish? How come by biyodah, by the other should be erev, and biyodah by dinim amanis, where he's believed, the Torah is by limb, so it's only if it's biyodah now. And how come by Yerechad Emi Yisurim, even if it's no longer Biyodai, as long as it was once Biyodai, Biyodai Lamafrei is also good. How come it's different? So that's what the Achrayim all say. No, Rashi's right. The Beis Halevi has a long essay about this in the Tshuvas. So he says, Adarabba, this shows that Rashi is right. Rashi understood that the Pshat is like this. Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka is not believed because the Chazaka is in contradiction to the Eid Echad. It's like Eid Echad B'Hakchoshet. The Eid Echad is contradicting the Chazaka. I know that this container says that whatever is in here is Maisa Sheni, and Eid Echad, the next the neighbor comes and the farmer died already. The neighbor comes and he tells the children that I know for a fact your father was paid in the Maisa Sheni a week before he died and that you can eat it. So the Eid Echad is coming to contradict the Cheskasisa that it has. So when do you say Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka is not believed? Only when the Chazaka contradicts him. But whenever it's Biyodah, he has or even had control over this Chazaka. He says the Behemah has a Cheskasisa, but I shechted it. And he had the ability to shecht it. He had a knife. And he knows Hilchos Shechit, and even if he doesn't know, Tesis says he can sit down and learn Hilchos Shechit and practice. So as Biyad, he had control over the Chazaka. So you can't tell me the Chazaka is fighting, let's say the two people fighting against each other, and one is 100 times stronger than the other, he can just give him a zetz and knock him out. So what do you mean? He's in contradiction to me. What do you mean? I just bash him in and goodbye, that's the end of him. What do you mean? Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka is not believed. What kind of Chazaka? It's a joke. Eid Echad can take the Chazaka and wring its neck out and fart. It can break the neck of the Chazaka. If it's Biyodah, if Eid Echad controls the whole situation, he has Biyodah to undo the Chazaka. So the Chazaka doesn't contradict him. So that's how Rashi understood the Halacha. Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka is not believed. But if it's Biyodah, then it's not called Keneged HaChazaka, because the Eid Echad has control over it. So what do you mean the Chazaka is not Kishmi? So if it's Biyodai, then it reverts back to the status of Eid Echad, which is not Keneged HaChazaka. So that's why Eid Echad, Nemen Bisurim, can be learned out from the Pasuk. Sha'arei Hamina Torah Kol Echad V'Ech Misrael, Al HaShchitov, Al HaFrashis Trumas Nemaisis, Val Nikra Agid V'Achelet. Why? I is not an exception to the rule that's Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka, and he's not Nemen, so it's a special parsha Biyodai. No, it's Hainu Hach. Whenever you have Biyodai, whenever I have control over the situation, Rashi holds the two dinim of Biyodah. The two unrelated dinim. There's one din, Biyodah is a separate parsha of Nemonis, because he's the bailam over the situation. And that parsha of Nemonis even works in Dovish Abiyev, and even in Dinim Mominis, like the Gemaris we quoted. He says the father hid the money in the park, and $1 million, and it belongs to Yankel. I heard your father say it belongs to someone else. So that's Biyodah. Right now, Biyodah. I can go dig up the money and I can give it. I'm lazy. I don't want to do it. So that biyodah is neman, even in dina moment, is the biyodah. Baal Shama Gerashte Sishte is neman, biyodah Lagarshe is biyodah now. So that's a different din of nemanis. That's not based on Eid Echad Emisim, that's an nemanis of Bailam. He's a Bailam right now. But if it's biyodah Lamafreya right now, it's no longer biyodah. My wife gives me the cooked flesh. How can she shecht it now? It's too late. So it's not biyodah now. So what is it? It's biyodah Lamafreya. So that's not biyodah. So how come we still consider that biyodah? So that's what Rashi understood. This is not a separate parsha of Nemanis of Biyodai, Bailim. The word over here is, it's called Eid Echad Shalai Keneged HaChazaka. When you have an Eid Echad who's contradicted by Chazaka, but the Eid Echad has control over it. Even if he no longer has control, if he once had control over Chazaka, you can't say the Chazaka is in contradiction to the Eid Echad. He could just take the Chazaka and break its neck. He had control over it. So the Chazaka is not in contradiction to him. Because he has control. So it lives Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka, where it's Biyodai, is believed because they neutralize each other. The Biyodai cancels the Keneged HaChazaka, and you're left with Eid Echad Emim Yisurim. So that's why Rashi holds that is the mocker of the din of Eid Echad Emim Yisurim.
It should be, even if he says that he divorced his wife a month ago, he could have also at that time do it.
Oh. So there, Eid Echad is not Neman. There you need two Eidim.
Could have, just like he could have, when the time, when it was the month before, he could have ring the neck of the Chazuki and break the Chazuki because he could have divorced.
No, but by Dovish Abiyar, Eid Echad is not Neman. By Dovish Abiyar, if he says Gerash Eishish, then it's a separate Nemanis of Biyodah. Biyodah is Bailis. Biyodah is a new Nemanis of Bailis. But it's only called the Nemanis of Bailis if it's Biyodah now. Biyodah Lemafreya is not. But here by Eid Echad, even Biyodah Lemafreya is also good. So why? That's what he tells you on the side of my Gemara. I have a fancy Gemara here. He tells you to look in the Shev Shmaitzah. That's what the Shmaitzah points out. How come sometimes Biyodah Lemafreya is good and sometimes Biyodah Lemafreya is no good? The Gemara gave out, the Yeshiva gave out these Gemaras as well. Yeah. So it says to look in the Shev Shmaitzah, Shmaitzah Vav Paragalv. But he points this out. When is Biyad al Mafreya? Yes, good. When is Biyad al Mafreya? No good. So that's what he explains. Whenever you're working with an Emanis of Biyad, there's a separate Emanis, that it should even be good by Davisha Biyad from Adini Mominis. It has to be Biyad now. But Rashi holds there's another second din of biyadai. That's not the same as the universal din biyadai by. It's another din of biyadai that if it's eid echad keneged hachazaka is not believed because the eid echad is contradicted. It's a hakasha between the chazaka and eid echad. But if the eid echad is or was biyadai, it's not called a hakasha from the chazaka because he used to either he does or he had control over the chazaka. I say that's not called a contradiction.
Everybody down the line is an eid echad. Your wife is the eid echad. Eid
mipi, eid mipi, eid mipi.
They're all considered one eid echad at a time. Is that it?
Yeah. Eid mipi, eid mipi. Says eid mipi, eid is good by eid echad them and be sure.
What about the bongo?
That's an eid. That's eid echad. That's what he said. Eid echad them and be sure by leaving a note. I leave a note. This is fleishig. This is milchig. This is trey. So you put a plumber if you have control over. Let's say the OU tells him to go print out the package in OU. The OU doesn't have control anymore. The company puts the Vohari that have companies put unauthorized OUs. On Chaza. On Chaza they put there's a company that sells pork that's called OU. That's the name of the country. That's the symbol. OU. The name of the company that sells it is OU. So but they have a lot of unauthorized OU. So that's the question. How can you rely on the OU symbol on any package? They don't have control over the labels. The people print their own labels. So that's a serious question. What is the whole of whips? We assume that they wouldn't be
Messiah. You look on the content, and the content is like the yodo, because the contents are not in contradiction to look at the content. You read the content, and there's no doubt on the content. There's no obvious anything. You can accept the whole yodo.
Today,
you can accept the whole
yodo. Today, you can't rely on
anything. Content.
It's so complicated, it's unbelievable. You can have water, that's great. You can have water. Mm-hmm. You can have orange juice. That's milchig, because they're pasteurizing them. Their orange juice on the same machines where they just did milk a half an hour ago, and they don't do any hagol in between. They just rinse it out. You can have everything. They don't want to waste any money. They don't want to waste any electricity. So they use the same machinery to process chazeshmalz, and 2 minutes later they'll use it to process water, and the water will have a bliyas kelim from the chazeshmalz. And it won't bother them. But the grinder won't bother them.
They're afraid they'll get into a lot of trouble.
Why do they get into trouble? All the companies do it. Sometimes, but they all know that it doesn't pay for the OU to sue them. The OU rarely sues them in court. Only if it's really a big big case. Most of the case, they don't sue them. They just make them do a recall. They say they made a mistake. They make them make a recall if it's really trade. If it's kosher, just didn't have the OU, so they can insist that they should make a recall. They should pull it back from the shelf just because they use the OU unauthorized. But if it's really trade, so they'll insist they should make a recall, pull it back, and they'll advertise in the newspapers that it's not kosher. But it's not really a dechad nemi misun.
So how do you
can't rely on.
How do you eat anything?
That's a serious question. Not so posh. If the OU sends out a list of which products, so you call up the office every time you have a product, you call up the office to ask, is this under your supervision? So then you say, yes, eid echad nemi misurim. In the OU office, they have all from the Eden, and they'll tell you, this is under our supervision. But just to rely on the OU on the label, that's a big question. How can you rely on the label? Maybe it's a mistake.
You mentioned before, eid echad from one eid. What happens if somebody has a guy to help or maid? But what's it from Simon and Ryan? So you have to believe the people who work in the kitchen also, not only
you. If you have a guy, you have a big problem. You have to have a sufficient yetzer v'nichnas. You have to have people going in and out of the kitchen that the guy should be afraid to switch the food. Usually the guy is not going to switch the food. If I have kosher food, why should they switch? Unless the guy brings in his own lunch, unless the guy brings in his own flesh, so then he may eat, he knows that the kosher food is better, so he may take the kosher food and put his tray for food instead of the kosher food. So if there is such a possibility that you have to be choshish for, then you're choshish. Taisa just points out, you're not choshish that the nachri is going to do lahachit. That you're not choshish. You're just choshish the nachri will do to ganve. He'll know that the kosher is better than the tray, so he may ganve, he may try to cheat, thinking that he'll get away with it, if there is such a possibility. If you have a yid, Yetzir V'Nichon is going in and out, and he sees that nothing was switched, so then it is okay. Depends on each circumstance. So this is the famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi says that Eidecha Denim Yisurim is learned out from the Hatera Hamina Kol Echad Dech Yisrael Al Ashchita. Ay, Shchita is a Maisa from Biyodai. No, you only need the Biyodai to cancel the fact that it's Keneged Ches Kasisa, to neutralize it. Shouldn't be considered Keneged Ches Kasisa. So it remains Eidecha Denim Yisurim. It reverts back to the basic principle. It boils down to Eidecha Denim Yisurim. And Tosfos Tainas, no. That's a separate Nemonis of Biyodai over there. You have to learn out from a different pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'safra lo li atzma. But then Tosfos is bothered with a kasha, but v'safra lo li atzma is right there. It's also Eidechad Keneged HaChazaka. No, we know the woman has been anida for the last couple of days, and now she tells us that she's not anida. So isn't that Eidechad Keneged HaChazaka? So Tosfos explains no. When a woman goes to mikveh and she tells her husband, she doesn't have to say. She doesn't have to spell everything out. He understands already. So the woman is really giving a Haggadah Seder, Eidechad Denim Yisurim, on two different things. Number one, she's saying to the husband, in effect, she doesn't have to say in so many words, but she's saying in effect, that she counted, it's understood, that she counted Shivanikim, that she made all the bedikas that are necessary. And number two, that she was tovel in the mikveh. So to say that she counted Shivanikim, Tosfos says, that's not Keneged HaChazaka. Just because the woman had a Riyas Dam for 1 day, for 2 days, for 5 days, for 6 days, it means that she's going to have a Riyaz Dam Li'olam Void. No. The Minika Olam is that she has a Riyaz Dam a couple of days, then it stops sometime or another. When it stops, she has the opportunity, she has the ability to make Bedikah Shivin Akiyim. We don't know when it stopped. But you can't say that the woman now, 2 weeks after the beginning of the Dam, so the woman is still Becheskas Roya every day. Not Becheskas Roya. The first day she had a Riyaz Dam. Maybe there was no Dam afterwards. A couple of days there was Dam. So that's not called Eidechad Keneged HaChazaka to say, she doesn't even say it, it's self-understood. She comes from the mikveh, she says she was tovel, she doesn't have to say she was tovel in the mikveh. The Pashto says that Eidechad Denim Yisurim doesn't have to say, there's no din mipihem, without mipik savam, she doesn't have to say. If it's obvious from the way she's acting with her husband that she was tovel in the mikveh, so that itself is the Eidechad Denim Yisurim. Alpi Pashto should be like that. One of the Acharonim writes in Yerideh that it's not so. The Chavis Das writes like that. Sachidah, she has a right from a thesis like that, that the woman has to say explicitly Tavalpi, even though she obviously is acting in a way that it, that she's implying that she was tevel in mikveh, is not good enough. She has to say explicitly she was tevel. So Shverachum, the Pashtus is most people assume that it's not so. That at Eichon Emisim you don't need Amira, and there's no din that the Piksovim is no good. So if she implies that she was tevel in the mikveh, so that's Eichon Emisim, she's baglot.
Can she go without a mikveh lady? Can a Can a woman be tovel without someone?
Strictly speaking, she can be tovel without a mikveh. The only thing is that most women, if she's a Hungarian who shaves off all of her hair, and there's no chash, that's why they shave off, there's no chash that the hair is going to be above the water, then she, what does she need a mikveh for? She knows that she went under the water, and everything was submerged under the water. The rest of the Jews in the world need a mikveh because they have long hair. So the din is that all of the hair has to be under the water. So how does she know that all the hair, maybe some of the hair was above the water? So that's why the Beis Yosef, that's why in the Shulchan Aruch, they require a mikveh lady to check that all the hair was submerged under the water. But if not for the hair issue, you wouldn't need a mikveh lady. What do you need? I need the mikveh lady to tell my wife that she was tovel properly. My wife knows how to be tovel on her own. She doesn't need the mikveh lady to help her. So that's what Tosfos explains. Whenever a woman says that she was tovel in the mikveh, whenever she comes and tells her husband she was tovel in the mikveh, she's really saying two things. Number one, I made bedikah shivanikiyah. That part is not Keneged Ches Kasisa. Just because I know that she was a Nida Zova for a couple of days in a row, she had a Riyaz Dam for a few days, she's not Becheska Shetira Kol Shor. She's not, there's no Chazaka that she's going to continue to have Dam every single day, Li'olam Vod. Adirabba, she's Becheska, she's not going to see forever. If she sees too many days, she has to go to the doctor. There's some, she has some kind of condition. That's not normal. So that's that part that she says, I made Sfiris Shivanikim, I made Bedika Shivanikim. That's not Keneged HaChazaka. What is Keneged HaChazaka when she says Tovalti? The woman is Becheskas Nido, she's a woman Becheskas Tume, and she says Tovalti. So that's Takeirechot Keneged HaChazaka, but that's Biyodo. That's Biyodo. Even if it's not true that she was, even if she wasn't up, she can go again now. So she's believed to say Tovalti because Biyodo, Litvo. So that's what Tosfos says. By every case of a woman, she's really Nemenis on two different things. That's the famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. No, so Tosfos says, the pasuk that we learn out Erecha Nemisur Mesusof for law. Shivas Yomim. I'm saying that she counted Shiva Nikim, not in the Tavalti. On the Tavalti, that's the same Asik as Rashi. That's really Erecha Kenegar HaZok. And the only reason why the woman is Nemenis to say Tavalti is because Biyodah, the same as the Sheikhet. So that's an unusual. That's not the normal case of Erecha Nemisur. But the pasuk that we learn out Erecha Nemisur from is Vesafra Loli Atma on the Bedikas. So in the Bedikas, Taisa says that's not Erecha Kenegar HaZokah. Just because she had dam for a few days doesn't mean that she's going to have dam for 2 weeks straight in a row. So that's not, there's neither chazaka and there's no chazaka one direction or the other. Both, according to Rashi and according to Tosis. Rashi has one pasuk and Tosis has a different pasuk. Rashi's pasuk is v'shachad es ben habroker, and Tosis claims the pasuk is v'safra lo liyatzma. The shail is v'safra lo liyatzma is in the parish of Nida. Nida, if someone is mishamish with a nida, so it's the chanisa kareis. So usually we say that that's called gili arayis. No? When a person, let's say if a kohen marries a grusha, or a Yisrael marries a mamzeres, that's an isuri biya, but there's no isa kareis, there's an avera for malchus. Salav. So that's not called gili arayis. Let's say someone holds a gun to my head and he threatens to kill me, unless I'll be mizane with a mamzeres. He holds a gun to the kohen's head, he threatens to kill him unless he'll be mizana with a geyeris, with a grusha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Yehareg v'yavara, because they quote, you don't say Yehareg v'yavara on that, that's not called Gili Arayis. And Abay Dezora Gili Arayis and Shvuch HaZdomim, that's the Gimel Averis HaChamur, is there you say Yehareg v'yavara. But not every single case of Isuri Biyah is called Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is only restricted to those, I mean, it's a big category, those that have an Issa Koris, like Esh HaSish, like Bo'al Achosa, Bo'al Limo, Bo'al Bito. Those that have an Issa Koris, but those that don't have Issa Koris, only Chayav Lav, and that's not called Gili Arayis. So the Pashtus is that that Nida has an Issa Koris, so the Pashtus is that it should be Gili Arayis. So the question is, so what do you mean? You're learning out from the Pasuk of Safra Lo Liatzma, Heirechad Nemon B'Issurim, but isn't that Gili Arayis? Nida the Baile, isn't that Gili Arayis? So if it's Gili Arayis, so how is it Issurim? That should be Dov, should be Erevo. Aren't these two related? Aren't they identical? How would you define Dovish of the Erevor? We discussed last week four categories. No, that there's a case of Dine Mominus needs two witnesses, that's a Pasuk. Then Dine Froshes needs two Eidim, that's a Pasuk. Then Dovish of the Erevor needs two Eidim, that was a Xereshava. You learn Xereshava, Dov, and Mammon. And then we say, Dech and then Misur is a fourth Pasuk. Machlek is Rashi and tells you what the Pasuk is, that's a fourth Pasuk. But the four different categories. Erechid is only believed in Isurim, but in Mammonis and the Froshes of Dovish of the Erevor, you need two Eidim. So what's the definition? Mammonis means money. And the Fashis means the Fashis, or Malthus. We understand what that is. And what's Dovish of the Erevor? Dovish of the Erevor is Gili Arayis, no? Oh? So Nachri Mois is listed. Nachri Mois Kedoshim, the Nida is listed together with all the other Chavi Krisis. So if Nida is a Chavi Krisis, so it's Gili Arayis. So if it's Gili Arayis, isn't that what a Dovish of the Erevor is all about? So what do you mean, according to Tosfos, that's the marker of the din of Eidecha, then Visur? How can that be the marker of the din? There has to be an exception to the rule. Neither. Neither is that Koris. So the rule should have been that it should be... Oh, so that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. The Gemara says that if a Kohen marries a Gusha, or a Kangol marries an Amon, and they have children, the children are Halalim, but they're not Mamzeu. How come they're not mamzerim? How do you decide? How do you determine when the children become mamzerim, when they don't become mamzerim? So the Gemara says it depends on kores. It depends on kores. Whenever you violate an isur kores, then the vlad. Whenever it's gilei arayis, then the vlad is a mamzer. Or let's say a man gives a ring to an eishes ish. A woman is married, and someone else falls in love with her, gives a ring, and says hariat mekudeshesli. So the din is the Mishnah says in the end of kiddushin, the end kiddushin talks from the eishes ish. A man gives a ring to his sister. The Gemara has in kiddushin. Amekadosh Achois, Amekadosh Bita, Amekadosh Imoy. Someone is Mekadosh one of the Arayis and Kedushin Tovsin. If a Kain is Mekadosh a Grusha, a Tangodl is Mekadosh an Almona, or he saw is Mekadosh a Mamzeres, a Kedushin Atovsin. If it's only Chayvid Lab and Kedushin Atovsin. So the Gemara says, you have these two Nafkeminas. You have Kedushin Tovsin and Havlad Mamzer are usually a function of Koreis. Of Gili Arayis. Whenever it's Gili Arayis, then the Vlad is Mamzer, and then I say Ein Kedushin Tovsin in the first place. However, By neither, it's an exception to the rule. Neither has kares, and nonetheless, if a man is in kaddish and neither, kiddush and atofsin. And if they have children, the vlad is not a mamzer. The vlad is not neither is a tovim, but it's not the vlad is not a mamzer. So the question is, what do you do with this? Something is a yaitzim and aklal over here. So how would you define it? What is the yaitzim and aklal? Do you say that the isa neither is an isa gili arayis, the haray that has kares? But the Torah made an exception to the rule that the vlad is not mamzer and that kiddush and atofsin. Or should you say no? Every case of kares means that it's gili arayis. You're not allowed to eat chametz bepesach. And if you do this kares, it's gili arayis. No. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to do melach on Shabbos. And if you do this kares, it has nothing to do with gili arayis. So just because habo'al anida has kares, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's gili arayis. Maybe the fact that the vlad is not a mamzer and kiddush and atofsin, maybe that's the crucial point. That's the indication that nida is not gili arayis. Aye, but it has kares. So that's the yaitzim in aklal, that you have kares on Issa Biyo, even though it's not Gilei Arayis, like you have kares on Yom Kippur, like you have kares for eating Chelev Adam, you have kares for Shabbos. Not every kares, even in the Bay Area of Biyos Asuris, not every kares is an indication that it's called Gilei Arayis. So this is a major machlokes harishonim, and the shayla achrenim halacha l'maaseh, what's the din? Someone comes with a gun, and he threatens to kill me unless I'll be bo'al anida. See, if the nida happens to be an Eishes Ish in addition, yes. So an Eishes Ish is Gilei Arayis, that's your husband. Yeah. What if it's not an Eishes Ish? It's a Pnuya, or it's his own wife. It's just an issue of Bo'al Anida. So they say, Bo'al Anida is already considered Gilei Arayis, and the din is your husband, Yavar. Or they say, no, Bo'al Anida is not Gilei Arayis, for Harayi, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and Kiddush and Atovsin, it's a Chiddush that it has Kares. It's a Chiddush that it has Kares. But it's still not Gilei Arayis. So that's a machlokes harishonim and a machlokes achrenim had a paskin. A shaila in Shulchan Aruch had a paskin. Tesis Anardaf raises the issue. Tesis Anardaf raises the issue. The last line, Habidovah should be Ervo. It's three lines from the bottom of the daf in Tesis. Tesis says, V'yesh loyma desalkadayach tetochoshu kemodovah should be Ervo. I would have thought that neither Labaila is a dovah should be Ervo. If you look from the very end of the Tesis, three lines from the bottom. Yesh Leimar, the Salkadaita, the Chavshi Kimo, Dovisha Be'erva. I would have thought, if you look in the Sefer Ayosha, the Rabbein Atam, where all the Rabbein Atam Shittas and Tesis are quoted from that original Sefer. Rabbein Atam wrote his own Sefer. He didn't rely on the Talmud. So he wrote his own Sefer Ayosha with an introduction, and he tells you what prompted him to write the Sefer. He was encouraged by his Chaver, and he wrote all of his famous Shittas in the Sefer Ayosha Rabbein Atam. So every so often, Tesis quotes Rabbein Atam that's a little unclear. When you look it up in the Sefer Yosher, a lot of times it gets even more unclear, and a lot of times it gets much clearer. A lot of times, yeah, a lot of times you understand. Here, the Sefer Yosher Rabbein Atam is crystal clear. Rabbein Atam raises this question. Do you say, Yehorek Val Yava by Nida? If a guy holds a gun, he threatens to kill you, unless you'll be Baal Anida, Nishkan Eshashish, not someone else's wife, his own wife, or a Pnuya, is it called Yehorek Val Yava or not? So he says, no, how can it be Yehorek Val Yava? That's the mocker of the din of Erechadam and Bisurim. If that would have been called Gilei Arayis, so Gilei Arayis is the same word as Dovah Shebi Erva. It's the same word he holds, it's the same concept. So he says, Behechreach, you have to say the fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. The fact that the Kiddush and Atobson is the proof that Bo'al Anida is not Gilei Arayis, and therefore there's no Yehorek Val Yava. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is telling me. V'sofra lo, li atzmo, is the mocker of the din of Erechad Nevin v'Yisurim. Why? What does it teach me? That two chidushim. Number one, that Nida is not Gilei Arayis, it's Yisurim. And number two, that Erechad Nevin v'Yisurim. This is what we learn out from that parsha. That's what the Rabbein Atam says. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rabbein Atam's definition. Later on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph is the famous Gemara, the last three lines. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph in Gittin is a famous Tikkun Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. Ka'omer l'shluchai. A man appoints a shliach to be mekadesh in isha, and he's going to rely on the shliach's good taste to pick him out a good wife. Ka'omer l'shluchai. Sevi kadesh li isha stam. I rely on you. He doesn't say, I only appoint you as a shliach for a particular girl. He authorizes him to pick a girl whom he feels is good. And the shliach dies, and you don't know whether the shliach fulfilled the shliches or not. So Rabbi Yitzchak comes up with this chiddush. Also, b'chol anashim shebo'olam, the mishaleach, the chosn, who sent the shliach, is not allowed to marry any girl in the whole wide world. This is a shaila. This is a real din d'oraisa. There is only chumra with the rabbanon. The whole discussion in the rishonim. Why is he not allowed to marry chazaka? We follow the rubber. The leisa kamon. We assume chazaka shlichos shlichusa. The stama the shliach did the job. It means he died after a month. He died after a month. So the stama he did marry. The stama he got him a wife. And we don't know who the wife is. So maybe the girl that I'm going to want to marry is a sister. Is a sister of my wife, so it's Achay Sishta. What, you don't need a chuppah? The chuppah, that's for the Nisuin. The two parts, the Kiddushin.
Everything.
Huh? Everything is the Kiddushin. Yeah? So if I point the Shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha of his choice, and he was Mekadosh somebody for me, he gave a ring and said, Hariat Mekadosh is Liplaini. And there were two kosher witnesses to the Kedushin Ischah. I pointed him as a shliach. So we're afraid that maybe the girl that I'm going to marry, maybe she has a mother or a sister or a daughter who Mashlech was Mekadosh somebody. We assume he did his job, he was Mekadosh somebody. So all the women in the world who have women, unless there's a Gioris who has no relatives, but a woman has a relative, we're afraid maybe the shliach, maybe I hit the jackpot. Maybe I'm marrying the girl who's an erva to me. Maybe it's my wife's sister. Maybe it's my wife's
sister. He has a wife?
No. I'm going to send the shliach to the Kaddish and Isha. And the shliach goes away and he says, okay, he's going to do. And then he disappears and he dies a month later. So he says he has to be chayshish, the shliach must have done his job.
So then if he marries, it might be his
So whoever I'll marry may be my wife's sister. So the Rana and the Rif, that's the famous Gemara. Samach Dal and Menal.
Lakarzako, that's what the means. God means. Lakarzako, he wanted to make it, he shouldn't get married now.
Okay. Yeah. That's what they say based on this Gemara. So the Rana and the Rif has a discussion on this Gemara. What's the problem? When I go out with a girl, I'll be interested in marrying the girl. I'll ask all the sisters. I'll ask, did anybody... I'll ask, do you have any sisters? Do you have a mother? And I'll find out. Not really. So the Ran, Anad Gemara, quotes from the Ramban. The Ran quotes from the Ramban. It's on page Lamed in the Rif, if you have a Rif. You don't have a Rif. Okay. When you go home, you take a look. There's a Rif on page Lamed Amud Aleph where the Rif quotes this Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Ran on the side quotes the Ramban, who says that if I'll ask all of the sisters and the daughters and the mother of the girl whom I want to marry, and they'll all say, Loinis Kadashti, Aidei Shum Shaliach Meyoylam, no one ever was Mekadosh me to anybody. So the Ramban says, there's no problem. If I have, in other words, what? Forget about this case. What did the Ramban say? I have a shaila whether I'm allowed to marry this girl. This girl may be my sister. She may be Achay Sishti. She may be my sister-in-law. She may be, for some reason or another, I'm not allowed to marry her. So the Ramban says, what's the problem? If you have a woman comes and says that we're not related, Eidechad Nemen Bisurim. Are you trying to be Mavara Dovisha Bierva?
She didn't know, maybe.
If she didn't know, then you have the problem. If she didn't know, then you don't have the
problem. No, the question is that she didn't know.
What did she say? Right.
See, what did the Aedis say? And she never told her sister.
Maybe the father was Makabe Kedushin for another sister, and she didn't know that. Okay. So the Ramban talks about that also. The Gemara talks about that. But what if you have a case where all the relatives come and they say, the women, relatives, and they say, not two kosher Aedim. Noshim, and each one says, I know for sure that I was never in this katsho, semit sidi, my sister cannot be achay sishtoy of this chosn. So the Ramban says, what's the problem? Eidechot nemen b'isurim. And he quotes, Eilu dvar avzal, this is a quotation from the Ramban. Reloin is baru etzli, and I can't understand how the Ramban can say that. He says, what do you mean? It's not the yodai. If the woman was married, there's no way to undo it. It's not the yodai. So the Ran has a machlokes with the Ramban. What's the definition of davish b'yerva? So the Ran assumes the same definition as the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yosha. The same definition as our Tosfos. That I would have thought. I might have made a mistake and thought that Nida is a Davisha Bierva and therefore Nida would be Gilei Arayis. And therefore, Gilai writes, "It's time to hachu davar shebiyer when you would need two kosher aedim." So the pasuk tells me with suffer lovely atzma. It tells me nida is not Gilai writes. Therefore, it's not called the davar shebiyer because Gilai writes davar shebiyer is the same thing. It's the same word. It's the same concept. And therefore, it's a plaip teirech and emisim. So the Ran is also working with that definition. The definition of davar shebiyer is to ascertain whether or not you're dealing with the case of davar shebiyer of Gilai writes. The Ramban, on the other hand, seems to have a different definition. Ramban seems to hold that Gilai Arayis, what's called Gilai Arayis for the purposes of Yehoreg Vayavar and so on, Zelechud, and what's a Dovah Shebiyavar Zelechud, it's a different topic. And the Emes is, you look in the Gemara talks about Dovah Shebiyavar requiring two aid, and the Gemara never talks about relatives. Whether this woman is related to the man, whether they're brother and sister, one never says that that's a Dovah Shebiyavar. All the cases in the Gemara that they call Dovah Shebiyavar are cases where you're discussing whether the couple is married or not, whether the woman is an Eshes Ish or not an Eshes Ish. Is there issues or is there no issues? Was she Niskatsha? Was she Nisgarsha? Was she Meis Baila? All the cases in the Gemara. Or the Gemara has a case in another case in Ksubis in the first Perik. In Yevamos, the Gemara has a case an Eshes Koyin, and she was Nensa, so she has to get divorced. So if you're discussing it, that they have to get divorced.
Yeah,
you have to get divorced. That's called davar shebiyavar. Issues are non-issues. But if we just discuss whether it's a brother and a sister or not, we're not discussing any. No one is married or not married. That's not an issue. We're just discussing, can these two people, are they allowed to get married or are they related to each other in such a way that there's Gilai Arayis? So it never says in the Gemara that that's davar shebiyavar. So that's what the Ramban holds, that that's not davar shebiyavar. The definition of davar shebiyavar is not whenever you're dealing with an issue of Gilai Arayis. That's the definition of the Rabbi Natam and Taisus and the Sefer Yosha and the Ran. They hold that's the definition. What is Davish of the Erevah? I need to weigh them whenever you're determining whether you're dealing with the case of Gilai Arayis. But the Ran holds, the Ramban holds not so. The Ramban holds that even when you're dealing with Gilai Arayis, it's also Yidech and Bisurim. The only area of Gilai Arayis which we label as Davish of the Erevah that requires to weigh them is when you're determining whether a woman is married or not married, that's all. That's how Bemis, the Achrenim will say that the Rambam holds along the lines of the Ramban. Because the Rambam has a famous din. The Rambam says, in order to give Malkus, it's the same as giving Misa. You have to have two kosher Eidim. Dinin Nefashis needs two Eidim. Apishnaim or Apishlesh Eidim Yumas Hameis. And Malkus is the same as Dinin Nefashis, that you also need two kosher Eidim. So in order to give Malkus, you have to have two Eidim. In order to declare that something is treif, Eidech and Nemem Misa. So let's say my wife by mistake cooked some basar b'cholof, and she tells me she made a mistake. She fried it instead of using parv or margarine, she used milchig margarine, or she used butter, and it's a basar b'cholof. It's basar b'cholof derais. So she ate echanem visum. She says that she made a mistake. It's treif. I'm not allowed to eat. If I go ahead and I eat it, and there are people sitting in the house and they say, "Don't eat it. Your wife just said that it's treif." So the dinner is that the bezin will give me malchus. So the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi, how can the Bezin give me Malkus? Doesn't it boil down to giving Malkus based on the testimony of Yerecha? Yeah. If the two men were watching when my wife made the Basa B'cholot, they know. So you have to aid them to know that it's Basa B'cholot. But if only my wife said that it's Basa B'cholot, and the men heard it, and I'm sitting around, I say, I don't care, I love Basa B'cholot, I want to see what it tastes like. And they warn me, don't eat the Basa B'cholot, we're going to bring you the Bezin, we're going to give you Malkus. And I say, I'm interested, I want to eat it, I want the Malkus. So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rambam quotes it in three places, and the Mishnah Melech points out that it's not the Rambam's original Chiddush. He's quoting an often a Yerushalmi. The Rambam writes the Lashon, Ho'iser atzmo be'erechot yuchzak. You can establish that the thing is treif by erechot nemen bisurim. The woman is bagloit to say. Yeah. Then, once it's established, like Shabi and Abshe, once it's been established by the erechot that it's treif, then if the two Adam warn me, don't eat it, and then I say, I don't care, and they're watching when I eat it, so you have two Adam on the aver of eating it. The establishing that it's treif is bagloit to erechot. So the Rambam gives you an example. So instead of giving a simple example, a guy gave, my wife said that it's basar b'cholov, and I go ahead and I eat it, and the two Eidim are watching when I ate it, but the two Eidim are not watching when it became basar b'cholov. Someone gives a complicated case. He says, and Erechot comes and he says, this woman is a zayna l'koyim. This woman was nivelah by a goy, and she's a zayna l'koyim, she's not allowed to marry a koyim. Koyim comes along and he hears this, and he says, I don't care, I want to marry this girl, I don't care if she's a zayna. He goes and he marries her, and the witnesses say, you better not marry this girl. You're going to get malchus. You're not allowed to marry a zayna. They don't know that she's a zayna. They don't know firsthand. They heard from the Yedechon, who is Bagloi, who said that the woman is a Zayna. So the Rambam, that's the Rambam's example. Since Yedechon is Neman, the Isurim, the Yedechon is believed to establish that the girl is a Zayna. And then the two witnesses are believed to say that I am the Koyan and I married the Zayna, so they'll give me Malchus. So the Rishonim ask on the Rambam already. The Rishonim ask on the Rambam, what is he talking about? To establish that a woman is a Zayna is enough in the Gemara and Ksubis, that you need two Eidim. The Gemara says the Feresh and Ksubis and in Kiddushin different Gemaras. You have to have two Eidim to say that a woman is a Zayna Lekoyan. How come the Rambam writes that that's an example of Erech and Emre Ksubis? She says she doesn't know. She says she was mezana with someone. She doesn't know whether it was a yid or a goy. She doesn't know. And the Erechid says, I know for a fact that it was a goy. She says, maybe. Shavu nafshech hatichet yisur doesn't get malchus though. Shavnav Shechdich Dusur only creates an Issa, but it's not good for Onshi Bezni. You have to have Eidecha Nemen Beisurim, that should be good. So the Rambam gives Zayin as an example of Eidecha Nemen Beisurim. So the Rishonim and Achronim ask Akasha, how can he give that as an example? It's often a Gemara that you need two Eidim to establish. So they all answer Pe Echod. Machne Ephraim writes like this. And all the Achronim quote the Machne Ephraim Pshat and the Rambam, that the Rambam understood that that Gemara in Kiddushin by Yanai's mother was Nishbit from Oidim. Yanai was from a Mishpachas Kohanim, the Ro Kohanim. So to establish that a woman who's married to a Kohen was Nivel or Lagoy, was Nensa by Goy, if she was Nensa by Goy, then she has to get divorced. So the Gemara says that's called the Dovish of the Yerva. Because the Eidechot wants to break the marriage. He wants to ruin the marriage. The girl is married already. And the Eidechot is going to come and say the woman was Nen, so she was attacked by a goy. If she would have been an Eishes Yisrael or an Eishes Levi, she wouldn't have to get divorced. But because she's married to a Kohen, so that's called a Zayna, and she has to get divorced from her husband. So if the Eidechot, the results of the Eidechot is that you're going to tell her to get divorced, then it's called the Dov Shebiev. But the Rambam is talking about a single girl. She's not married. And Eidechot comes and he says on a single girl that she was Mizana with a goy. She says, I don't know. I know I was Mizana. I don't know whether a goy or a yid. Eidechot says, I know it was a goy. You were living with a goy. So the Rambam writes, Eidechot nami misurim. Aye, but it's establishing that the girl is a Zayna. So he says, so what? That's not called Dovish Abierva. Why should that be? Dovish Abierva is only if you're making or breaking issues. If you're saying that the woman is married, he's saying that the woman, Mace Bible, she's no longer married on his Garsha. The determining issues are non-issues. Gilead Arayis is not at all. Then there's a third shita. There's a famous shita, the Machne Ephraim. That was Rav Soloveitchik's favorite shita. He liked that very much. He wanted to push it into the Rambam. The Rambam is very shvet to say this, but the Machne Ephraim, who picks on the Rambam, says, Luli, Dibre HaRambam, I would have given this as my definition. So the Machne Ephraim gives this definition. What's the definition of Dovish Abierva? When is it Eidechot Nemen Beisurim here? The Eidechot tells me that it's kosher a tea, it's kosher a lemon, it's kosher a sugar, everything could be tevel, everything could be chazal shmalt, Eidechot Nemen Beisurim. He didn't say a word, he puts it on the table, he knows I'm going to drink it, so that's called Eidechot Nemen Beisurim. You don't have to have me pihen, you don't even need to pick savam. If he puts it in front of me, that itself is Eidechot Nemen Beisurim. So when do you apply Eidechot Nemen Beisurim, and when do you call it a dovish abierva? So the Machne Ephraim writes, Luli Divrei HaRambam with the Zayna, he would have said a different criteria. He would have said, when you're talking about a cheftza, an object, that's Eidechot Nemen Beisurim. When you're talking about a gavra, the status of the individual, that's defined as dovish abierva. So when you're talking about the woman is a zayna lekoyim, I don't care whether she's single, she's married, whenever you talk on a person, he would have said that that's a definition of dovish abierva. When you talk on an object, on an animal, whether it's kosher, on the flesh, whether it's kosher or not, that's called Eidechot Nemen Beisurim. That's a tshuva. That's how the Machne Ephraim says, Luli Divrei HaRambam, he would have said like that. But Atmish, no one says like that. So that's Abgifrek. So the Avnei Nezer has a letter that's included in the Shabbos Tshuva of Avnei Nezer, Chelek Peshmish. He sent a letter to the chief rabbi of England, Rav Nos Nadler. Not Rav Nos Nadler, the Rebbe Dechsam Sefer. He died before the Avnei Nezer was born. He was a Deris HaKanoinim. But the chief rabbi Nathan Adler, the chief rabbi of England, gave a heksha on some kind of a kosher Pesach product that was manufactured in Britain and was sold in Poland. It's a long time ago, almost 100 years ago. So in the Ksava Hechsher, he writes that he knows the owner of the factory that is in Elchayid, and you can falosach on him, and if he says that it's kosher lePesach, I would eat it, and you can eat it, and it's kosher lChol Yisrael. Yochanan told me he's both, and he signs his name on the bottom. So the Avnei sent him a letter where he collects. He doesn't quote this Machne Ephraim who gives this definition. He quotes Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayis Demai, and the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah. He quotes a whole impressive list of Marmekayim, Misapi Chodosh, Rishonim, Achreinim, who say what the Machne Ephraim say. That when is it called Yisurim, when is it called Devashid Yervo? When you made on a Chefze, it's Yisurim. When you made on a Gavre, that's Devashid Yervo. So he says, if the chief rabbi would have written, I know the product, that the product is kosher lePesach, I was there, I know the product. So that's Eirech and Nem Yisurim. But you don't tell me anything on the product. You don't know. You never walked into the factory. You're telling me that the Balabos is an Erlech Hayid, you can follow Zachan him. So he says, that's called Devashid Yervo. What has it got to do with Davishad Yerva? That's a definition.
You need to.
But the season. But we don't know. We don't know. If they give me a product, if they give me a product that just says on it kosher lePesach, I wouldn't eat it. So I want to have a. I want to have a hechsher. So my wife, I know. But just because a guy sells a product, already 100 years ago, the Avnei Nezer already saw that it's not so smooth. They give you a product and they tell you in the market it's kosher lePesach, we don't rely on it. So you want to have a ksav hechsher. So if the ksav hechsher says, I know that this product is kosher, so that's Eirech and Nem Yisurim. But he doesn't say that. He says, I don't know anything about the product. I know that the bailam of the factory is an El Chayid, is a Falazachan. So he says, that's not called Eirech and Nem Yisurim, that's Dovah Shebi'er. So he says, you have to have, two people have to sign. But two people as different PM will only pick seven. So he says you have to have a Maisa Bezin. You have to, a Bezin of three should be Mekabel Eidus that they know that this man is a Frumi Yid. And then they can, the Bezin of three can sign or can authorize the writing of a document, a Maisa Bezin, that we know that the owner of the factory is reliable and therefore the products that he will sell can be relied on that they kosher lePesach. So that's a third definition. These are the three definitions, the three basic, then there's slight variations within. These are the three basic definitions as to what is considered a Dovashid B'Yervo that should require two Eidim. The Avnei Nezer and the Chuvis, and the Chelek HaShemishpat holds like this, Machne Ephraim Svarim. Machne Ephraim says, if not for the Rambam, I would have said, but what can I do? No one says it. So what he says, no one says, is what the Avnei Nezer holds, that's the Ikar Shita. That's how the Rav thought. The Rav had Rambams and Hilchas Trumas, he thought the Rambam said like that. So that was a Shverevo. But that's the Avnei Nezer Psak. The definition of Davashid B'Yervo is when you're made on a Gavra as opposed to made on an object, on a Chefza. And the other two definitions are the regular Rishonim that the Rabbi Natam and Tosfos and the Ran hold. The definition of Davashid B'Yervo is whenever you're made on a matter concerning Gilui Arayos. That's called Davashid B'Yervo. And the Ramban and the Rambam hold that that's not the issue. It's not Gilui Arayos as opposed to non, it's issues versus non-issues. Whenever you're discussing whether there is issues or not, that's called Dov Shabiyah.
Was Yanai Melech, wasn't it the mother rather that was Nizgo? Or his, you said it had to do with
the mother. Imon Nishbis ben Maidin. The mother was married to a Kohen, and then they made her get divorced because the Erechot came and he said that she was Nishbis. So the Gemara says, how are you talking? They make a woman get divorced because Erechot, you have to have two Eidim. The Gemara says, the whole discussion was Shalai Kedin. Was Shalai Kedin. So that Gemara is talking about a case. The woman was already married to the Kohen when Eidecho came. But if she would have been single and Eidecho would come and say the woman was then so by a goy, Eidecho would have, according to the Rambam, Eidecho would have been believed. Eidecho would have been
believed. You said before from Rabbi Adler that, let's say, I could not go and eat somewhere and say, when somebody tells me Rabbi Shechter, eat there, I cannot eat there. Because it's an issue for them,
it's
the Bashi Be'er. I have to know that only they, that the
product is being
there.
Okay, that's right.
Instead of Rabbi
that's exactly it. He says the definition of Davashi Be'er has nothing to do, right? Whenever you're made on a gavra. Whenever you're made on a gavra. Of course, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says it like that. Mishnah says, the name Akirin Oisai, In the days of the Tanoim, there were periods when the Tzedukim wanted to be machshel the Tanoim. They used to give false testimony that they saw the Levana. Just that day, they should make them declare a Shchedesh on the wrong day. The din is, it's not the wrong day anyway. Atem afilu mutin. Even if the Bezim was fooled into declaring a Shchedesh on the wrong day, it's still the right day. It doesn't bother us. But that's what's the Gegangen and Levin, that they wanted Davka to get false witnesses in order to trip up the Chachamim, they should declare Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day. So the Chachamim saw that they fell in once or twice, they fell in L'chatchile, that they declared Rosh Chodesh based on fakers, based on lies. It was a good Rosh Chodesh anyway, but they didn't want it to happen again. So they made a Takana, you're not Mekabel Eidus unless you know that the Eid is not a faker. What if Eimakir Noisa, what if it was cloudy, rainy, whatever, and the only Eidim who saw the Levana are people who are not known to the members of the Bezin? So then it says you send along two witnesses. It says he sent along two witnesses with them to verify that he's an Elchayid. So on the side of the Mishnah is Rikivega quotes the Marmakal. What did he send along two witnesses for? Was it Shlach one a witness? So he says no, because he's trying to verify whether the person is honest or not. So an aid is on a person, needs two aids. Aid is on a person, his double should be ever.
Rabbi, I've been saying I know the person who's the manufacturer. He said meat, it was a meat product. He says, I know the shayfet, I know the butcher who favors, and it's kosher. Because I know that Elohim is.
That's what I said.
Also no good. If you're saying other people, it's also the same thing. It's no good. You have to say, I know that the flesh is kosher. That's what the Amnesia says.
He doesn't know the shayfet. He doesn't know the butcher.
If you saw the way they shechted, if you saw everything, you saw the way they shechted, then you say it echad nevim.
He knows everything, but you only said it on the meat. Doesn't have to say it on the
people. It's a very good question. Tosis writes in the first perik in Ksubis, a famous Tosis on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Shev Shmeitzer made it famous. It's not by itself, it's not famous. Tosis says the only time it's called the Svek Sveker is if each Sufik is a 50-50 Sufik. Even if one of the Svekers is Neuter Lerov in one direction, then it cannot be mitzarefit to create a Svek Sveker. See, here the Gemara says that the first Sufik, maybe the Shliach was Mekadosh, maybe he wasn't, that's not a 50-50 Sufik. The Gemara says Chazaka means that it's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The likelihood is that Chazaka Shaliach has a Shlichusa. That's called the right. The likelihood is. So the first Sufik doesn't count. The question is the second. The question is the second Sufik. Why do you need a Svek Sveker? They're right. Yeah. Such a meaning. There's so many girls in the whole, but such a big wide world. He's going to hit the jackpot. He's going to be Mekadosh the sisters. One in a million. What kind of a Sacharayv? It's a Rayv. So that's what the Gemara says, that it's Kavua. So that's the Machlokes. What's Kavua? Ben Kavua? What kind of Kavua?
What is Kavua?
Kavua is a Rayv that doesn't work. Kavua is a case where you have a Rayv and it doesn't work. The question is, but what are the rules and regulations? So the case of Kavua, the Gemara's case of Kavua is like this. There are 10 people standing in a row. And I stand over here, I say, I'm going to shoot the one on the left. And 9 of them are Jews and 1 is a Nachri. And if it's an Issa to kill a Nachri also, but you're not Chayav Nisa if you do. So the Eidim warned me, we don't know who's who, but we know that 9 are Eidim. Don't shoot the man at the end on the left, because the odds are 9-1 that it's going to turn out that you're going to be Chayav Nisa. And it turns out I shoot him. And then we look at him and finds out I hit the jackpot. It's correct, I killed the Yid. So the Shad is that called the Hasra Sofik? And Hasra Sofik is no good. Is that called Hasra Zvadai? We pass on Hasra Sofik is good anyway. We pass on Hasra Sofik is Hasra. But let's say according to Reish Lakish, all Hasra Sofik is no good. Is that called the Sofik? Is that called the Vadai? So the Gemara says, well, the odds are 9-1. The Reish says that it's a Vadai. So the Gemara has a pasuk that's called 50-50. Since each one is, they're all standing. If they're walking around, then you don't call it Kavua. Very strange din. Then you say, call the parish. Right. Then you say, the odds are 9-1 that it's Yisrael, so that's called Asra's Vada. But if they're all standing still, and if we were to walk over, we can ascertain who's who. Yisrael is Nika bin Koma. We know which one is the Nachal, which one is the Yisraelim. So that's Xeris HaKasav. That's called Kol Kavua Kamachsa Machtabam. So the Gemara in Nazir, and Daf Yud Beis says that this case The man made a shliach, and we assume the shliach was mekadesh an isha. He did his job. The likelihood is he did his job. And now I have a million single girls in the world, so I say I'm not allowed to marry anyone. Maybe I'm going to hit the jackpot. Maybe this one is going to be apes ishter. Ah, the odds are a million to one. How can it be? So the Gemara calls that kavua. So that's what Tosis picks on the Gemara. What's far kavua? It's not nikker. I don't know. We don't know who anybody is over here. So Tosis claims that it's only kavua mid the rabbanon. It's not a real kavua. The Rishon explain why did they make a chumra over here? And the Ramban disagrees. This Ramban that the Ran quotes on Daf Samach Bavli says no, that it's kavua. The Rishon, that's a fundamental issue. And Yeridaya, that's a fundamental issue. What's the shaila here, Tosis and Ramban? Whether it's a kavua the Rishon, kavua the rabbanon? That's a complication. The question that you asked is murderous question. Not the sex faker question, that's not a good question, because the first suffix the Gemara picked off. The Gemara said that the raif indicates that the shliach did his job. The question is the second suffix, he doesn't even need a sex faker. So the odds are a million to one. So what kind of a chumrah? What kind of a mok machmes? It's the raif, the rubah. It's the chamiyut and the miyut that he's going to fall in. That's a pella that all the Rishonim ask. So the Gemara in Nazir bavarns that question. The Gemara calls it a kavua. But the Rishonim have a debate. What kind of a kavua? Is it a real kavua deraisa? So how do you define kavua? Or is it only a chumim mid rabbanon because he did something, Taisa says he did shaloi kahagin. What did he do, shaloi kahagin? He sent a shliach to pick any girl that you think is good for me. The Ramban says, what's so bad about that? Ramban says, what's so bad? He has a better chush. I rely. He's a man. He's married. He married off all his children. The shatkan has better seichel. I'm a bacher. I don't know what's good for me. He knows better. The Ramban says, what's wrong? And Taisa says, no. He did a navla. You're not supposed to follow zechan the shatkan to pick out a shidduch for you. So Taisa says, we can't see him. We can't counsel everybody who just marries a girl blindly. But if he did something wrong and there's a room to counsel, then we introduce a knas. That's what Tosis claims. The whole thing is only a knas from the rabbi.
But he sent him to the place.
Because he had no with restrictions, yeah, from his family. From his family. At least some limitations. The chosam was not there, huh? Yitzchak was home. Yitzchak was home, and the pashtus is that Eliezer was the shliach to make the kiddush, not just to bring the girl back, and then Yitzchak will decide whether he wants to marry her or not. The pashtus is that he sent Eliezer, and Eliezer made the kiddush.
He took a song on the ground.
For the minion, yeah. Right.
If I find a piece of meat in the street
that someone else bought and dropped, I didn't buy it. Someone else bought and they dropped it. I don't know which store. You can't tell by the package. They all wrap the same way. I don't know whether it's from a kosher butcher store or non-kosher. So it's determined. The status of the meat is determined by the majority of the butcher shops. If I went shopping in a store and I sometimes buy kosher meat for myself and sometimes buy non-kosher meat for my workers, for the dogs, or for the workers, I have goyish workers. I can feed them non-kosher meat. That's not called tzchor b'macholos asur. If I buy non-kosher meat and I resell it in order to make a profit, that's forbidden. That's tzchor b'macholos asur. But if a person has workers and he wants to feed them, there are a lot of Jews who have businesses in Japan. And they have factories and they work all day and all night there and they have to give them food. So they give them tray for food. So that's not a problem. That they buy. The problem is that they cook pasta b'cholov there. That's the problem. They cook pasta b'cholov and they give it to the grunt. So that's Yisuri Hanoah. So they're getting Hanoah from Yisuri Hanoah. So that's, you have to make sure, Chacha, there should be only pasta b'cholov de Rabbanon. Pasta b'cholov de Rabbanon is muta b'hanoah. But if it's pasta b'cholov de rice, it's going to be a problem. I think they don't give them flesh with milk. They give them chicken with milk. They don't give, I don't think they like these flesh. Some balabas was telling me the whole shayla. The problem that he has is talking, then he tells me he has a serious shayla. Then he finally tells me, but they never give a flesh, they only give chicken. New chicken is only basa b'chalav rabbanon. Basa b'chalav rabbanon is mutabanon. So let's say I sometimes buy kosher meat, sometimes buy non-kosher meat. So I went and I bought meat at one of the stores or the other, either at the kosher or non-kosher store, and now I have this package And I blanked out. I simply don't remember whether I bought kosher meat or non-kosher meat. So there the suffix is, which store did I buy in? So that's called kavur. That case is called kavur. But if I didn't buy the meat in the store, you can't go all the way back and say, the suffix is, which store did I buy in? And the suffix on the stores, all the stores are stationary. They're all standing still. If I found a piece of meat in the street which I didn't buy, someone else bought the meat and I found it, and I don't know whether the one who dropped it had purchased it in the kosher store or the non-kosher store. So the Gemara said, that's not called kavua. That's called department. How exactly do you understand that? That's one of the deep, dark secrets that Rav Soloveitchik never came up with a good pshat. Every time we learn Yeridei, a flegger zech matur and matin to give a pshat. How do you explain why this is kavua and this is called department? And he never came up with a good pshat. I think... the Rosh Yeshiva from Malei Adumim, what's his name? Nachum Rabinowitz. If I'm not mistaken, I think he has a doctorate in mathematics, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that's what
abilities.
I think that's his doctoral thesis is on this, to explain how kavua makes sense based on the principles of mathematics.
But it's a question of probability. What's the probability?
Why? Treat it like 50-50. Doesn't mean it's really, that's the probability.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know when we learned Yeridei, we couldn't understand. How do you, and what are the rules? They say it's a chok, what are the rules? Also very unclear. How do you determine?
So the girl that he may marry is like Polish, you want to say, right? It's not like...
No,
why should... The Gemara calls it kavur. The girl that I may marry...
Why should she be Polish? Let's say she lives in one city, she comes to another city,
that's
she should be Polish.
That's what he's asking.
That's what I asked.
The pellet. It's a big pellet. Exactly why the Gemara calls it kavur, we don't know. Oh, come on. So let's get back again to the Gemara. How do we get involved? We're learning Gittin here. So now, come on, let's review. Nachzer al Rishonis. The Mishnah says that the Chacham made a takana de Rabbanon, that if the Baal doesn't give the get in person, he sends a shliach lahilacha, he sends a shliach to deliver the get to his wife.
Yes.
So the shliach identifies himself. We discussed a few weeks ago, how does he identify himself? How do we know that he's the shliach? We got over that hurdle. And then, as he's about to give the get, prior to the handing over to the get, if it originated in the Chutz La'aretz, and he's coming to Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah is written in Eretz Yisrael. So if the get is born in Medina Sayam, the get is Medina Sayam is all of Chutz La'aretz, it's called Medina Sayam. The husband lives in the Sefer wrote the get in Chutz La'aretz. And the Shliach La'aloch is bringing in and delivering now in Eretz Yisrael, where the Mishnahs were written, so the Shliach has to say prior to giving the get, V'fonei nechtav, V'fonei nechtav. Frek digmar akasha. How can you believe the Eid Echod? Shouldn't we? How can you believe the Shliach Lailoche? Shouldn't you insist on having two kosher Eidim? So that, just like in Kol HaTarakula, you say that you need two Eidim. So the Gemara says, just a minute, not Kol HaTarakula. There are four categories. And Dini Mamanis, you need two Eidim in Nefashis and other cases. But Eid Echod never be Isurim. This is Isurim. Frag the Gemara, no. There are four categories. This is not Isurim, this is the Chadova should be Yerva.
Yeah.
This is the Chadova should be Yerva, so Dova should be Yerva, Baitashver. So you should need two Eidim. So the Gemara answers, well, in a Dova should be Yerva case, if you have a Raiv Lahakel, you don't need any Eidim. And the Raiv Safra the Dine, Rav Bikimhein, Rav Sofrim, do right Lashma. And even according to Rabbi Mehu, who is Chayish Lemiyuta, we discussed his opinion last week. But if it's only Miyuta, the Miyuta, even Rameh is not Chayish. And this is such a far-fetched chashash that the get was written Shlo Lishma. It's a Miyuta, the Miyuta. So therefore, Mikra Adin, Deraisa, you don't even need Eid Echad, you don't need any Eidim. Mikra Adin, we should rely on the Raiv that says that the get was written Lishma. No vas, achumri midirabbanan, my loss of Biyuchsin, the machmi midirabbanan, maybe the get was written Shlo Lishma to be chashish for the Miyut. So, hey mom, hey mom, the whole issue was already created by the Chachamim. So they have the power to say, we're going to rely on Eid Echad. Even though the din should have been, Eid Echad should not be believed in the case of Dovah should be Erva. But here it's, Mikir Adin is no problem. It's only an issue of the Rabbanon. So to solve a problem, the Rabbanon, they have the right to accept the Ramonis of Eid Echad. That's the gist of the Gemara. When the Gemara said, how can you... So again, so the Gemara, the gist of the Gemara was, the Gemara said, the answer is, and say, what kind of Yisurim? It's not Hadovish of the Yerva. The Gemara said, yeah, but it's a Raif, so the Raif solves the problem, it's only the Rabbanon. So in the middle, when the Gemara says that it's Dovish of the Yerva, There's one line that's very questionable how you read it. The Gemara says, "Eimer the Amina," right smack in the middle of the Amina. The Gemara says, "Eimer the Amina erechem dem misur." When you consider it erechem dem misur kagon, chatich have a piece of food, sofik chelav, sofik shoshuman. I don't know, is it kosher fat or is it non-kosher fat? The non-kosher fat that you have to remove, that you have to remove when they trade with the flesh, that's called chelav. And the fat that we are allowed to eat, the kosher fat, is called shuman. Certain parts of the body, depends where it's located. The Pesukim in Chumash, the Gemara in Eilu Treifus defines which parts of chelav are treif and which parts of chelav are kosher. So the Gemara says, that's when you say erechem dem misur. Why? The law is chazik isura. It's an erechot, he's not coming keneged achazoka. Abel hocho, but in our case of the shaliach lo helochas aget. This chazik is surah de shesish. Havi dovish ebiyer, for his one gears and the other gears on the right hand side is vihavi. You see on the right hand side it says gears is haran, vihavi. So what is it? The Gemara is asking one kash or the Gemara is asking two kashas? So this is what Taisus discusses. We'll have to discuss this next, but this is what Taisus raises the issue. What is the girsa here in this line? Are these two distinct kashas? Number one, what kind of erech in the misurim? It's erech kenegad hazaka. And number two, even if it wouldn't have been kenegad hazaka, the chadav should be erva.
The rishon makes it kenegad hazaka. What makes it kenegad hazaka? Only because it's the rishon erva.
No, erech kenegad hazaka is not bagloip. We know the woman is the chanesh shesish for the last 10 years. So this erech is trying to make a oisay shesish. So he's erech kenegad hazaka. Even if it weren't a dovah should be erva. And then kasha number two is, and also on top of it, and it's also a problem, it's a dovah should be erva. Dovah should be erva is glad that erechot is not that good. Are these two distinct kashas? Or no? You need both together to make one kasha. How do you read? So these are the two girsas. We'll have to discuss it next week.
There's a faith for Dayonim, not for Dayonim, especially professional people.
That's how Taisus read also, yeah. No. I mean, this Rashi sounds like Taisus. Yeah. This Rashi sounds like Taisus.
Maybe I didn't say it.
Didn't say that. Parsha's boy. In the middle of Parsha's boy, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hachodesh hazeh lachem reish chodoshim." The Chachamim had a tradition that whenever it says hazeh, it's referring to something that you can see. That you can see. What does it mean? Hachodesh hazeh lachem means that this month, Chodesh Nishan, is the first of the months. Rishon hu lachem lechodesh Hashana. All of history of the Jewish people begins with Chodesh Nisan, the Chodesh Agula, and you should always call this the Chodesh Arishon. Rosh Hashanah falls out in Tishrei, we call it the Chodesh Ashvi. And Nisan is the Chodesh Arishon. But that's the Pashup Shat. So the Chacham had a difficulty. HaChodesh HaZeh, Zeh always refers to something that's visible, like they said, Zeh Kelevi Anveyu. So the Chachamim said that they saw Gilo Shechina Mamish, Rosh Hashiv Chalayam, Marshal Aray Cheskel Ben Buzi B'Maisim Arkov, because they said, Zeh Kelevi Anveyu. Zeh means that there was something visible, that there was a Gilo Shechina. And it says that Lossed Love, it says, Vayama Bayama Hu Hinera Kainus Zek Kivinilo Vyoshien, Zer Sham Kivinilo, and the Gidden is Kabishu Asoi. So it says, also the Gemara says on the last daf in Tainus Asar, Kodesh Brochalas is Machal Tzadikim, Lossed Love, is going to dance with the Tzadikim, the Shechina will be in the middle, and the Tzadikim will dance around the circle, and they'll point with their fingers and they'll say, Hinera Kainus Zek, there'll be a Gilo Shechina. Zer Sham Kivinilo, and the Gidden, Zer means something that you can be Marabiatsmi, you can point to. So what does it mean, Hachodesh HaZeh? Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So the Pshut Rosh Hamikra means that this month Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh Arishon, and you count all the other months accordingly. And in addition to that simple translation, the Chachamim felt you have to kvetch in an additional level of interpretation. And the Pasuk Rashi quotes it: Harehu Levana Bechidusha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him something visible that he can see. He saw the new moon, and he said, "Kishahayareach Mischadesh, Yielach Rosh Chodesh." It means the month of Nisan is the first month. That's the Pshutai. But the Chachamim felt compelled to say an additional interpretation because of the word Zeh. The same it says by the Shratzim, Zeh Lachem Hatami, Basheres Hasheretz Al Haaretz,
in Chumash Vayikra and Parsha Shmini. So the Gemara says, Rashi and Chumash quotes it from the Torah Skadim, and the Gemara has it also. Moshe Rabbeinu picked up each one of the animals and he showed Bnei Yisrael, this is kosher, this is treif, and so on. So here also, the Chacham had a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Levana, and he says, if you want to know, Be'ez Shir, Rashi doesn't quote the whole Lashon from the Mechilta, Be'ez Shir Teira HaLevana, V'yeh Roy LeKidush, and he showed him that's the Shir. When the Levana will be seen, when it will be visible to such a size, that's when you have a right to be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Elwell Soloveitchik has in his Sefer, he asked the question, what's Taka the Shir? He learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah. You don't find what the secret is. What's Taka the Shir? What size does the Levana have to be? The Gemara just says, for the first few hours, it's absolutely not visible after the Melech HaLevana. It takes up, say, half a day, a little more than half a day. And then as soon as it's possible for the human eye to see the Levana, so then you have the right to be Mekadosh Levana. So what do you mean? Be'ez Shir Teira HaLevana. There is no Shir. Whenever it's possible to see, that's the Shir. So he always wondered about this till he found on the side of the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh to have printed a biur, not from the Kesem Mishnah, but one of the early Achrayim, a long Arichas of a biur printed in all the standard regular editions of the Rambam. So the Rambam writes a klal that when there was a Sanhedrin who had smicha, and they could be mekabeleders, and the Edom would testify, we saw the moon. That's the institution, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaFedish HaPihariyah. This man that Hillel HaShemi saw that there's no longer going to be any Rabbanim smuchim because the Roman government forbid the Rabbanim from giving smicha. And the Gemara tells him the first prayer from Sanhedrin, the way Rabbi Yehuda ben Dova was Maisa Nefesh to give smicha against the Romans, and they killed him. They threw hundreds of spears into his body, was full of holes, and he died because he felt he wanted to preserve the smicha. And he lost his life because of that, because apparently he sees him on the smicha has to be given in public. He gave the smicha in public when they killed him. So they were always the gzeiris not to allow them to give smicha. So finally Hillel HaShemi saw, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he saw that it's not going to go, that's going to be the end of the smicha, it's not going to be possible to make Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi'ariyah. So he was the one who established the Ruach. So how does the Ruach work? So the Rambam writes that that's a halacha l'moshe nisina, that bizman sheyesh bezn smuchin, bizman sheyesh Sanhedrin, you have to have kiddush achodesh al pi hariyah, the Edom come and they testify, and the bezn declares mekudush achodesh, mekudush achodesh, bizman that the lekha bezn, and there's no Sanhedrin, it's a halacha l'moshe nisina, that the Rosh HaChodesh become nikva by themselves. So the Rambam writes, hafilu bizman hazeh, that we're not mekudush al pi hariyah at all, the old din still applies. That we cannot declare the day, according to the Luach, that the Luach declares the days as Rosh Chodesh automatically. You don't need a Bezin. Just like in the days of old, the Bezin couldn't declare it Rosh Chodesh before the Edom saw the Levana Fashtetzachna, if the Edom didn't come to declare. I mean, if they want to declare it Rosh Chodesh without any Edom, Atem Afilu Mizidim, they can declare it Rosh Chodesh without Edom. And if the Edom told them a lie that we saw the Levana, and they fool them and they declare Rosh Chodesh, but the Yevid is going to be Mekudosh anyway. But Meretach Lachatchila, they're not supposed to declare Rosh Chodesh until the Yadim really saw the moon and they came and they honestly testified. So Afilu Bizman Hazeh, it's not prop. We would not say that the day should become Rosh Chodesh
unless it's possible.
If it weren't possible for Yadim to have come and testified and seen. So in other words, you have to wait. If the Moilad Halvana occurred late in the day, let's say halfway towards the end of the day, and even Bizman Shekitra Piriya, there aren't enough hours in the end of the day that Adam should have been able to see the Ravana. It's physically impossible to be seen yet. So even Bizman Azeh, also wouldn't declare that there is Rosh Chodesh. So the Mefarish on the side of the Rambam asked, what is that based on? So he said, it's based on this Mechilta. But the Mechilta says, the Rabbanu Shalom said, Kazer Rebbe Kadesh, he said, Be'ez Shir, it's a din of Shir. Be'ez Shir Teira HaLevana, how much time has to elapse after the Melech HaLevana before you have the right to declare it Rosh Chodesh? So what's the Shalom? How much time? If the Edom can see, they'll come. If the Edom can see, they can come. So that's what the Mefarish says. No Meretach Bizman Hazeh. When there's no Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah anyway, no Edom are coming anyway. There's still a din. How much time do you have to wait after the Melech? The answer is as much time as you would need for the Edom to see. So here the halacha was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that the shear, there is a shear. What's the shear? If the levana would have been visible to Edom, so then the
So what, why is that a shiur? For the one is invisible. So if he can't see it, so he can't testify. No. Meretach, no one's testifying anyway. It's kiddush acherush api acheshbin. It's being declared as reshchedish automatically, but still, the day cannot become reshchedish unless so much time has passed since the Moel and Havana that it would have been able to be seen. That's what he claims is the pshat in this drasha.